Official figures show China's imports and exports in the first 11 months of this year increased by 1.8% compared with last year to reach some 29 trillion yuan, or around $4.4 trillion. Trade with all major trading partners all post growth during the same period. Among them, trade with ASEAN, China's largest trading partner, grew by 6.7%. The Chinese mainland reported three new local COVID-19 cases on Sunday, all in Manchuria of Inner Mongolia. All of them were close contacts of previously confirmed cases and have been under quarantine. It's reported that U.S. President-elect Joe Biden plans to nominate California Attorney General Javier Becerra to serve as Secretary of Health and Human Services. The former congressman is expected to lead a health agency as it struggles to handle a resurgence of the coronavirus and prepares a mammoth effort to vaccinate Americans against COVID-19. More than 281,000 Americans have died from the COVID-19 disease so far, and the country has seen record infections and a daily death toll that exceeded 2,000 in recent days. The first batches of coronavirus vaccines have arrived at hospitals in the UK as the country prepares to roll out the Pfizer-BioNTech vaccine. The UK approved the Pfizer-BioNTech vaccine on December 2nd and rollout is scheduled to start tomorrow. Louise Coughlin is the chief pharmacist at Croydon Health Services NHS Trust.
This is just so exciting. It's a momentous occasion. The NHS has been planning extensively to deliver the largest vaccination programme in our history, so it's really exciting.
Around 800,000 doses of the vaccine are expected to be in place when the immunization program starts on Tuesday. Delivering the Pfizer-BioNTech vaccine is complicated because it needs to be stored at about minus 70 degrees Celsius. However, the vaccine can be stored locally at normal refrigerator temperatures between 2 and 8 degrees Celsius. The vaccine will initially be provided at hospitals, while local doctors' offices and other healthcare centers will be phased in from next week. Indonesian President Joko Widodo says his country has received its first shipment of coronavirus vaccine from China. He says his government plans to receive another 1.8 million doses in early January. The vaccine still needs to be approved by the country's regulators before it's rolled out to Indonesia's 270 million people. Indonesia's confirmed cases surpassed 575,000 on Sunday, with more than 17,000 deaths, the highest in Southeast Asia. Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro is calling on the incoming U.S. administration of Joe Biden to lift all sanctions on his country. The Trump administration has created a broad sanctions program that limits Venezuela's oil exports and blocks U.S. citizens from doing business with the Maduro government. Biden aides have said the president-elect does not plan to change Washington's approach towards Caracas, but suggested that Biden will likely face pressure to ease some measures, such as restrictions on Venezuela's gasoline imports amid crippling fuel shortages. SpaceX has launched a newer, bigger version of its Dragon supply ship to the International Space Station. It's carrying a 2,900-kilogram shipment, which includes billions of microbes and crushed asteroid samples for a biomining study. It's also packed with Christmas trees and presents for the astronauts. The capsule will remain at the space station for about a month before undocking with experiments and old equipment. This is the first time SpaceX has two capsules in orbit at the same time, and the company's 21st station supply run for NASA since 2012.